Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Living by Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Just because you're hearing Bible does not automatically mean that your faith is being fed. Like I said, you may have to think about that one a little bit. All preaching is not the same. All teaching is not the same. There's actually things you can go and sit under and hear, and it will take faith out of you. And they used scriptures. It didn't put faith in you. It did worse. If you listened to it and believed it, it took faith out of you. And you can leave more hopeless than when you came in. That's the last thing you need. When you find out about faith, you find out it's one of the best friends you ever had. And you get excited about it. And you want to rub shoulders with faith. You want to be around it because it's contagious. It can get off on you. We were hearing a missionary that came back from Zimbabwe years ago. I later got to know him personally, a real man of God. And this is the first time I'd ever seen him or heard him. It was in a large conference setting and he was preaching and Phyllis was sitting right beside me. He'd been speaking about 5 minutes. I turned to her, I said, I like him. She says, what? You don't even know him. You just never heard him. I said, I like him. He has faith. I can tell. I like me some faith. So I'm all ears and I'm focused. Why? Because it feeds my faith. What's happening as faith is flowing through him, it's quickening my spirit. It's lifting me. And I'm beginning to say, he did it. I can do it too. Is that right? It's possible. We can reach this thing. We can do it. It's exciting. You can tell when your faith's being fed. It's not hard to discern. Your eyes get enlightened. Your spirit gets quickened. It lifts you. It quickens you. It strengthens you. Oh, somebody say it strengthens you. It strengthens you. Just like if you're real weak because you hadn't eaten in a long time and you eat a good meal, in just a few moments, you begin to feel better. Is that right? You begin to feel like, you know, you felt like all you want to do is sit around, lay around. Now you actually feel like you can get up and do something. Phyllis's two little dogs. Every evening, they're cute as a button. They eat, and it won't be 5 minutes later, they get an energy burst. Well, they're going to run, and they're going to bite each other's tails, and they're going to tussle around. And why? Because they ate something, and they got some energy, and they can't sit still. They got to go. Well, that's what's supposed to happen when you come to church. Is that right? You're supposed to eat something good and get all stirred up and go, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go. I'm ready. I'm going to have victories this week in my life. I'm going to have victories in my body, victories in my marriage, victories with my kids, victories with my money, victories, victories, victories. Faith is the victory that overcomes the whole world. But many have thought it's just some mystical thing. Pray that I'll have faith. Lay hands and give me some faith. God just gives some people faith and others he don't. We don't know why. No, 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 no. Faith comes by hearing. And hearing by the Word of God. You know another way to say that? Faith comes by being fed. The anointed Word of God. Hallelujah. Oh, somebody say glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, somebody say glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Go to Acts 20, please. Thank you, Lord. I tell you what, before you go to Acts 20, go to 1 Timothy 4. Let's do it like this. 1 Timothy 4 and 1. Now, we saw this before, but there's parts of it we didn't touch on. Let's go through it again. He said, the Spirit speaks expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from what?
Faith.
What will they leave?
Faith.
Giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines or teachings of devils. Does the enemy want to get you away from faith? Why? Why? Well, what kind of fight are we supposed to be fighting? Fight the good fight of faith. Without faith, you've lost. Right? How do you receive from God? By faith. How do you live? By faith. How do you walk? By faith. How do you please God? By faith. How do you overcome the world? By faith. So certainly, the enemy wants you and I to be devoid of faith. That way, we're just easy pawns. We're just, he rolls over us. And all we'll do is lay there and cry and say, I can't. No, we're laughing, but we're talking about millions of Christians right now all over the world are laying in their problems and just crying their eyes out saying, I can't. Please, God, help me. Please, God, help me. Please, God, help me. And just been begging for years. That's not how it works. He doesn't do everything for you. He's bought it. He's paid for it. He's given it to us. And then he says, rise up and possess it by faith. Lay hold of it. Is that right? Overcome by faith. And if you lay there and cry and say, I can't, then you're arguing with him. And that's just not going to work. He said, some would leave faith. Verse 2, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry, commanding to abstain from meats or foods, which God has created to be received with thanksgiving of them, which believe and know the truth. For every creation of God is good and nothing to be refused. If it be received with thanksgiving, it's sanctified by the word of God and prayer. You see, these are replacements for faith. Do's, don'ts, rules, regulations. Do this, don't do this. Getting away from being led by the Spirit and living by faith. Verse 6, if you put the brethren in remembrance of these things, you'll be a good minister of Jesus Christ. Notice this phrase. Nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine whereunto thou hast attained. Everybody say, nourished up.
Nourished up.
What will nourish you? Words of faith. Now that doesn't mean that every message has to be on the subject of faith. But it means every message is from faith. And in faith, and of faith, and if it's that way, it'll feed your faith. It'll feed your spirit. So if the preacher or the teacher does not preach it with faith themselves, even though you went over 20 scriptures, it's not going to feed your faith. And even though you read 20 chapters, if you just read it and your mind wasn't half on it, and the only thing you were looking for is something to condemn yourself, you're not going to get fed. Which is why we've talked about it. Everybody at Faith Life Church reads their chapter every day. But not just read it. You release faith. You say, Lord, open my eyes, open my ears, open my heart. Your word is good. Feed my faith. Quicken me with it, and you read it in faith, looking for something good. Come on, can you see this? And when you do that, it'll open up for you. It'll begin to quicken you. And the way you can tell is you're going to get excited about every verse. You're going to go, wow, did you see that? Did you see that? What about that? Glory to God. It's just like Phyllis's little dogs. You got a burst of energy. When you ate that, you want to run around the room and somebody say, nourished up, nourished up, nourished up in the words of faith. Not all preaching and teaching will do that for you. And it's not to analyze and judge whether somebody's preaching and teaching is good and adequate. It's real simple. Go where the Lord leads you to go.
Amen.
Simple. And don't jump and leave and go somewhere else because it's 5 minutes closer or because of some natural thing because you're going to mess yourself up. And sometimes people will say, well, so-and-so's my favorite preacher. So-and-so's my favorite preacher. I was at Brother Kenneth Copeland's, one of his conferences some years ago, speaking in the afternoon. And I came across the lobby on my way out, and a guy said, "Oh, Brother Keith, let me say something to you." And so he said, "My wife just, what do you say? She loves you, man. She listens to you all the time." He said, "I ain't much on you myself." He said, "But she really likes you." He said, "I like Brother Kenneth." I said, "Well, he's great." Now, I don't know that he thought that through when he said that, but I didn't go away with my feelings hurt. I knew what he's talking about. But what am I saying? The person that you think, "Oh man, they're the greatest preacher for you." Come on, are you hearing?
Yes.
Not necessarily better than everybody else, but for you, why? You're supposed to be hooked there. You're supposed to be connected by that joint to that part of the body, and there is a specific supply through those parts that you can't get anywhere else, and it's going to fit you like nowhere else, and it's going to feed you like nowhere else, and you're acting a dummy if you unhook from it. If you let somebody offend you and hurt your feelings or do something and you unhook and you run and you change to be changing, it's going to cost you. Because as the days go by and the weeks go by and you're not getting fed like you're supposed to, your faith's going to be getting weaker and weaker and weaker. And the enemy likes to wait until you are so weak you couldn't believe your way out of a wet paper sack and then hit you with something. And if your faith is so weak, all you'll do is lay there and cry and feel sorry for yourself and say, "I can't." And the truth is, you should have been getting fed multiple times a week for the past 5 years. Come on, are you listening? And then, not that it wouldn't have been a challenge, but when it hit you, you wouldn't have rolled over and cried. You'd have said, "God's been getting me ready. I'm built up. I know He's with me. I know He's in me. We can come through this. We can overcome this." And you're not just talking, you mean it, you believe it, because the Lord has built you up inside over a period of time. Aren't we thankful to the Lord for it? Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In closing, go to the book of Acts. Book of Acts, talking about living by faith. Living by faith, living by the victory that overcomes the world. It's the most exciting life there is. Nothing compares to it. It's just wonderful. It's not easy all the time. It can be rough on your flesh, not knowing how, where, when, but it's exciting. I said it's exciting.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Living by Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 7th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God who gives me life.